It's Tuesday, March 9th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese police raided a church in Chengdu during a Sunday morning service, arresting 5 members of the church, including the leading elder, reports International Christian Concern. Members of the Spring of Life Church were told they were gathering illegally. Elder Cha Chengping was one of the Christian leaders who signed a joint statement by pastors, a declaration for the sake of the Christian faith in 2018. It was an initiative started by the now imprisoned Pastor Wang Yi from Early Rain Covenant Church, criticizing the lack of religious freedom in China. First Amendment rights may be sacrosanct now on college campuses after the U.S. Supreme Court affirmed the right of a student to hand out evangelical literature. The 8-1 Supreme Court ruling, authored by Justice Clarence Thomas, solidified a free speech mandate at George Gwinnett College and other public college campuses. In the precedent-seeking case, the student, Chike Uzwekabanam, was only asking for $1 in damages. Thomas noted that, beyond dispute, the student's rights were violated and that he could proceed with the case. Serving as legal defense for the evangelical student, Kristen Wagner with Alliance Defending Freedom told the court, quote, "Nominal damages provide a remedy in many contexts, redressing injuries that transcend price tags, from unconstitutional searches and seizures to free exercise and due process violations to censorship and compulsion of speech," end quote. Cadbury Candy Company featured a vile television ad with 2 homosexuals engaged in a, quote, "highly charged, sexually provocative act," end quote. That prompted 80,000 conservatives who were offended to sign a Citizen Go petition. We have it linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The complaint states that, quote, "exposing children to sexualized content constitutes a form of grooming," end quote. It will be sent to Guy Parker, chief executive of the Advertising Standards Agency, and Louise Stigant, managing director of Cadbury's UK office. Oprah Winfrey's television interview with Prince Harry and his wife Meghan was watched by 17 million Americans on Sunday. Accusations of racism against the royal family and broken family relationships were the 2 themes of the interview. But let us all remember, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians 4, verse 32. Ravi Zacharias International Ministries has announced that they will be taking the founder's name off the organization. In a statement issued over the weekend, the organization also said they would be removing all of Zacharias' content from the website and social media platforms, including publications and videos. The President of the United States issued another executive order yesterday. This one guarantees an educational environment free from discrimination on the basis of sex, including sexual orientation or gender identity. Biden's order requires that, quote, "all students should be guaranteed an educational environment free from discrimination on the basis of sex, including discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity," end quote. This order includes all, quote, "students attending schools and other educational institutions that receive federal financial assistance in Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972, end quote. The order also required the Secretary of Education to, quote, "review all existing regulations, orders, guidance documents, policies, and any other similar agency actions that are or may be inconsistent with the policy set forth in Section 1 of this order, and provide the findings of this review to the Director of the Office of Management and Budget," end quote. To their credit, at least 18 small Christian colleges have refused federal funding. They include Bethlehem College and Seminary in Minnesota, Boyce College in Kentucky, Grove City College in Pennsylvania, Hillsdale College in Michigan, New St. Andrews College in Idaho, Patrick Henry College in Virginia, and Pensacola Christian College in Florida. The stock market scraped new records yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average settled at 31,800, reports Zacks Equity Research. And the Wilshire 5000 to gross domestic product reached 190%. That's up from a 40-year mean average of 80%. The Wilshire 5000 is a measure of stock valuation. And finally, referencing the excommunication required by 1 Corinthians 5 for sexual sin, the Anglican Archbishop Henry Dukuba of Nigeria compared the sin to yeast and should be taken out of the dough. His words were soundly criticized by the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, who called the remarks by the Nigerian Archbishop as, quote, unacceptable and dehumanizing, end quote. Not only did Welby confirm his opposition to, quote, homophobic actions or words, end quote, but he also affirmed the Anglican position that, quote, all baptized, believing, and faithful persons, regardless of sexual orientation, are full members of the body of Christ, end quote. But the Word of God reminds us that neither fornicators nor homosexuals will inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, March 9th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.